You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. A lot of media buzz on these ER ratings and these emergency room ratings, as we're hearing that Hawaii didn't score too well, New York didn't score too well, Kentucky, and what's going on? How are they rating these? And what could be causing these poor ratings? And is it something that's even fixable in the wake of Obamacare? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about how, Monday apparently is probably a day that many of us kind of dread. I don't. I really kind of get a little boost of energy on Monday. But as we, ponder over the weekend and do nothing but think about what, you know, comes about our way on Monday, there's some advice from some scientists on how to make Monday better, all right, to fight the Monday blues. It's kind of interesting. We need to talk about that. Then, you know, some people have celiac disease. This seems to be the newest illness. Remember, it was fibromyalgia, and then it was vitamin D deficiency. Well, now everybody seems to have celiac disease, even though they don't. I mean, we test them for it. But people with true celiac disease could have thin bones. And they found that one way to protect them is, again, the gluten-free diet. Gluten-free diet seems to be now the newest diet. Remember, it used to be Atkins and South Beach, and, you know, now it has nothing to even do with weight. We're just telling everybody to go gluten-free, and we're actually finding people losing weight going that way. So that's pretty cool. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I kind of feel sorry for this guy. There's apparently a man from Texas, 33 years old, Ron Martin, who held a sign up on a Texas road warning people of a police speed trap. Apparently, he was actually arrested. All right. Ron Martin said the reason why he did that is he wanted to protect the traffic officers. But you know how many of us were driving down the road and, you know, we pass by a cop and then you see other cars coming, you know, the opposite direction, and they go fast, so you try to warn them because you kind of want to be nice. I love warning people that there's a cop coming up because I just think that's a nice thing to do. There's two types of people. Those that want you to get the ticket so that you don't end up getting the ticket. Right? Keep the cops happy. Let them give their tickets, fill their quota, and then leave me alone. And then there's those of us who are like, really, I'm not going to get a ticket because I passed. You know, God smiled upon me. Let me spread the wealth, spread the joy. And I help people not get tickets. So I'm one of those people that help people not get tickets. And I'm not doing that to screw anything up for the cops. What I'm doing is I'm noticing, I'm just aware that they're driving too fast. Remember, I love our police officers, and I want our police officers to make whatever money they need to, but not at our expense, okay? So, anyway, this guy was, I guess, standing up there with the sign, and he was actually arrested. Officers were alerted to his presence when drivers started to wave at them as they drove past the speed trap. Ah, that's funny. In court on Wednesday, Mr. Martin said he held up the sign because he was worried for the safety of the traffic police. Martin said he had filed several complaints about what he believed were unsafe practices of the traffic officers on the busy stretch of the highway. They hide behind signs and use their motorcycles sitting on the road, sun going down without lights or anything. And he thought that it was a little unsafe and he wanted to protect the police. Well, anytime you take matters into your own hands to try to help protect the police, you yourself get a nice one-on-one with the police. All right. I remember I was, oh my gosh, it was probably when my hormones were really, really raging. I had been at a traffic light, and I'd looked next to me, and the cop in the cop car was so hot. And so I really wanted to get pulled over. I was thinking of every way I could sit there and get pulled over. Should I let him tailgate me? Should I slam on the, and I decided against it because I really couldn't afford a ticket. But you do have a very sick group of individuals out there. Even though I'm not like that anymore, I've been married 17 years. But you do have a group of individuals out there that really just like meeting the cops. And that's a good way to do it, right, when you get arrested. Okay. So for those of you that want to help other people, just, you know, don't do that. It's apparently Texas law doesn't ban people from warning drivers of speed traps, but signs can only be held or displayed on private property. So you can't sit there on public property, say, there's a cop up ahead, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, poor guy. I think it's funny. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of interesting. There's a musician who was colorblind his whole life. Apparently, he sustained a blow to his head. He had fallen over, he hurt his head, and now he could see colors. How crazy. Richard Riggs, 70 years old, from Yakima in Washington State, said, I fall a lot at age, 70 years old. I've been colorblind since I was born. Now I could see colors of the rainbow. That is cool. I've never heard this. Now, colorblindness affects 1 in 12 men, 1 in 200 women. All right? It is usually caused by a genetic pigment defect in the eye. And it doesn't make any sense that a blow to the head would do that. I mean, usually it's the way your cones and your rods are able to discern the colors, etc. And I guess the doctor told Kima TV that he was unable to explain this. All right? But he thinks maybe he's perceiving the colors differently. Because here's the next question. How do you test a colorblind individual if they're actually seeing the red, orange, yellow, blue, green, if they don't know what red, orange, and yellow is? Now, does he maybe see more vivid contours? I don't know. Because, I mean, if he's been colorblind his whole life, how does he know really what red looks like? But he claims he can now see colors. And there are ways to test. I mean, you could test somebody for colorblindness by those images, you know, where you have like a 24, which is kind of like an orangish background on green. You know, so there's ways to tell if he could discern colors. But is he actually seeing red, yellow, green? That's kind of some cool stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So prior to my first hour, President Obama spoke for roughly about an hour talking about the NSA changes. And he didn't really seem to be, wouldn't say apologetic. He just kind of, and I couldn't watch him the whole hour, but he tried to be more, I guess, presidential, okay? And I think he shied away, right, from, the whole Obamacare glares that we're giving him, right? Everybody's kind of glaring at him like, thank you for screwing this up for us. But I guess this is how CNN summarized his speech. Basically, they say the public will now get a voice before the Secret Intelligence Court. Now, I'm not really sure what's going on here, but I guess that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the government asked a judge in secret for permission to collect phone records. No one gets to argue the other side. Obama said he wants to open the court's doors to advocates from outside the government who can provide an independent voice in significant cases. I guess it's supposed to allow outside voices to have a say. The more I look into this whole NSA thing, the more I realize we don't know what the hell is going on. All right. And how do you, as a country that has to protect our national security, how do you publicly tell everybody that they're going to look away? This is just one big cluster. Whether you agree that the government should spy on their own people or not agree that the government should spy on their own people, you have to agree this is one big cluster. It's a cluster that you have people working for the government that could very easily give secrets out. All right. It's also a cluster that we have a government that doesn't trust, that we don't trust, that we never have, and then we find out that they've been spying on us all along. I mean, both sides, I understand both sides' cases with this, and all I can say, this is just one cluster, just a major cluster. They say there's going to be new limits on telephone records. All right. I guess Obama says big changes are coming. Fewer calls are going to be cataloged, and analysts will now have to get a judge's approval to dip into the records. Later, the government will stop collecting and storing those records. Where they'll go, we're not sure. Now, again, if you are a bad guy watching all of this, you're probably like, oh my gosh, these Americans, they are so clueless. Now, do we as Americans really think that the government is not going to, I don't know with this administration now, it's really all up in the air. But bad guys are watching us try to appease the masses, say, look, we're not going to spy on you, right? Because we got caught, okay? And we got caught spying on other countries. Okay, we have been spying on other countries, and other countries have been spying on us for decades, centuries. Okay, that's just what happens. But we're the ones that publicly get caught and we look like idiots. So now we have to publicly tell all these countries, even the bad guys, oh no, we're going to delete phone records. We're going to ask a judge to okay us looking at phone records. We must look like a joke. All right? We look like a people that does not stand behind their president or have faith in their president, telling our president, you do whatever the hell you need to do. You know, some of us dislike FDR, some of us liked FDR, but I think the one thing we could all agree on is during World War II, Americans pitched in and they rallied and supported their president with the rationing, with the women going to the workplace and the men going overseas. It was a much different time. And now we just look like, and I'm not saying we need to rally behind Obama. But what I'm saying is we look, this looks like a complete joke to everybody because we have a country that we don't have a leader that leads, and we don't have a leader whose country wants to get behind. You know, one problem the Washington administration overlooked is while appeasing to immigrants and illegal immigrants and undocumented workers who may or may not have a loyalty to America, he put off those of us who are loyal Americans. And, you know, I've seen that. I've seen that, you know, in the schoolyard, right? Okay? You have a good friend. And the good friend may not be the most popular friend, okay? But you have a good friend and they're there by you. Yet a new kid comes who is using you. And your good friend tells you that. But you so badly want that popular kid in your corner that you sacrifice your relationship with your geeky loyal friend to get the popular kid to notice you. Now, sometimes that popular kid may superficially keep a relationship with you, but many times that popular kid, once they're done with you, they don't want nothing to do with you. We need to be very careful ticking off our loyal Americans to appease people where we don't know where their loyalty stands. We have no idea. We don't. Okay? I mean, are they still loyal to their home country? Are they going to be loyal to America? Are they just going to kind of keep their heads low? And, and this is the problem. So we don't have all these people standing behind our president saying, I'm with him, I'm with him. And now we have, you know, we're basically fighting everything he wants because we don't trust his judgment. And that is the biggest risk to our national security right now. And I'm not saying get behind a bad president, but I think I'm also saying we shouldn't advertise the lack of leadership and the lack of followers for this leader to all the countries, because we look very weak right now, and that's scary. All right. I don't want to go on anymore. I'm going to want to change subjects with this. But to quickly conclude on this and the NSA. I know the country's kept us safe from a lot of things. And I know they've had some misses. Okay? September 11th was a miss. I get that. I know, you know, Boston Marathon bombing, that was a miss. And a miss by the welfare department because they gave Tsarnaev wealth, you know, benefits for 2 years when he looked definitely physically fit to get a job. Okay? All right? We've messed up. But I also have to give credit where credit is due. All right? I believe American intelligence is one of the best. Okay? I think, you know, what they have been able to thwart and whatever they have been able to do has been phenomenal. I think our military is exceptional. I think anybody who has worked for the military, I mean, we should get down on our knees and kiss their feet. But it's the leadership and how things were done and the lack of trust of this government, that's what caused this whole fiasco. And it's a shame. And are we going to risk our national security trying to be all politically correct and open now? All right. I mean, I'm just under the assumption that everything we do is out there. Okay. There's people listening to my show. I know. I actually think there's people out there listening to my show. I really do. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'm overstretching on that one. All right. I think people could read texts. I think people can access and see what you access. You think you're looking at porn in the middle of the night and nobody's going to know about it. There is somebody that knows about it. All right. There is somebody who knows. You know, it's interesting. You'll go to a hotel. I talked about this, right? Kids want to rent a movie. And then you see the adult movies. And you think that that's going to be private because on the bill, it's going to say movie rental. So the wife or somebody won't be able to tell that there was a nudie flick, I guess, downloaded. Not that I as a wife care. I don't care. You know, it's not a big deal to me. But obviously somebody knows, right? Somebody knows. Whoever knows the codes to the computer, they know. Same thing with your medical records. Your medical records are not private. But when I have to tell an insurance company that they need to cover a drug or a medication because you have HIV or you have gonorrhea or you have a rectal abscess, that code is easily lookupable. All right? Very easy to reference. You can even Google the code. Right? And so we think we have this blanket of privacy and we don't. And we should have privacy. You know, my husband gets mad why I always close the windows and close the shutters and the drapes, because the satellites can look right now into your house. We have no privacy. So at that point, maybe it's a stronger, bolder message to send to the bad guys that we know everything. Don't mess with us. We're watching. And then we Americans know how to work around it. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks for Brad working the dials. I can't thank them enough. And it's a Friday. I love it. All right. Now, what happens on Friday? Friday, people try to get in with the doctor. Already we're having people call saying, what do we do? It's the weekend. So we're getting everybody in this afternoon like we can because people want to avoid the ERs. And now with this little, you know, media buzz on how the American College of Emergency Physicians rates emergency rooms by state. There's a lot of buzz on this and kind of concern. Now, this is the first I heard of this particular rating this year. And I guess the Dallas-based American College of Emergency Physicians said emergency rooms are less able to provide quality care than 3 years ago due to Obamacare. And more resources will be needed to handle an expected surge of patients. They rated people based on, they rated companies based on electronic medical records, on how they're prepared for, like an influx of injuries. Like Massachusetts General handled the Boston Marathon bombing phenomenally. Was it Boston General or Massachusetts? It was, yeah. I mean, and all the hospitals within the vicinity, a big bravo to Boston and Massachusetts hospitals. So, and they were ranked the best. District of Columbia, Massachusetts, Maine, and Nebraska all scored B minuses. Colorado had a C plus. Ohio had a C plus. I guess Ohio got an F for emergency preparedness because of late data submission. So realize there could be some poor scores because of, I guess, not turning in your data on time. All right. And at that point, Ohio, I guess, could have been even up to a B. They say Kentucky got poor scores. They got a D. Montana got a D. New Mexico, Arizona got a D minus. Wyoming got an F. New York, I believe, got a C. Hawaii, let's say, they say, Hawaii in this got an overall C minus. They got an A in public health and injury prevention, a B in quality patient safety environment, but they failed in access to emergency care and disaster preparedness. Now, so I guess those are the things they were looking at, okay? Are you prepared, access, etc.? And I guess one common theme is these hospitals are struggling since ER visits have climbed. All right? They say the delays are increasing ever since 2010. Now, I don't think this is just some political statement, okay? It's the truth. I mean, I'm hearing this from my patients, okay? We're having people that don't have money and they're going to the ER because you could get free care in the ER. I mean, this is something we predicted. I mean, how, and now you have the American College of Emergency Physicians, and God bless them because I love our ER docs, all right? Saying, look, guys, you know, we're kind of looking at the hospitals and rating them and, you know, just to kind of tell us we need to get our acts together. Now, mind you, there are hospitals in all of these states that are phenomenal hospitals. But what they're looking at in terms of are we prepared to take this on, you know, we may agree with, you know, the D or we may disagree with how harsh that rating could be. But it's scary stuff, all right? In terms of inpatient beds being staffed, they say that fell. Psychiatric care beds dropped. Now, I've talked about this. Some of you will call me up at my office saying, I don't understand. I'm in the ER now for 2 days. Okay. My wife went upstairs. She saw empty beds on the floor. Why am I stuck in the ER? And they're saying no beds. They have to say no beds if they don't have staff. You cannot be in a hospital bed and there not be a nurse. And you can't have one nurse to 12 patients. You can't do that to them. So hospitals define the ratio. And if there's only, let's say, I don't know, six nurses in a wing, they're going to have to limit the amount of patients in those beds. And, you know, people wonder, I don't understand why hospitals try to get rid of you. Well, it's because they keep having the influx. Your hospital stays are going to get shorter and shorter and shorter. I was invited to speak at the Active Republican Women of Nevada yesterday. Great group of women. I know, I was like, active. I'm like, you know, that's good. I really haven't been that active after 17 years of marriage, but however they need to spread the word is fine by me. But no, these active Republican women, very, very active group. And again, their main concern was what's going, that's why they asked me and invited me to speak. What is going on? What are we looking at with hospitals and Medicare and this single fee for an illness? And we talked about that. You know, you come down with pneumonia, you end up seeing the doctor. The doctor puts you to the hospital. You see an ER doc. You get X-rays. You get respiratory therapy. You get discharged. You go back to the doctor. You're like, I want an X-ray to see if this is better. I don't think I'm better. And the doctor says, but you're out of money. All the money that we're going to get paid is paid. Okay, so the primary care doctor, since, you know, we're usually very good-natured and very altruistic, we then for free x-ray you and treat you, etc. But with the way things are going with healthcare and doctors, especially the primary care doctors closing their doors, you're not going to have that many of them that could do that. And then you're going to either have to pay cash or you're just not going to get treated. Which, by the way, if you have government insurance, I don't think the doctor is even allowed to take cash from you. So then you're just going to be stuck. And I don't like the idea of you guys getting trapped. I don't like that at all. Now, should we, okay, be prepared like the Massachusetts hospitals were for the Boston Marathon? Should we make sure we are all at an A-plus for that? Absolutely. Now, mind you, that's costly. That costs hospitals a lot of money to be prepared. Now, some of you will say, I don't get that. You stock up and you keep the supplies. I don't understand how that could be expensive to be all stocked up, etc. Well, whenever you have sterile gauze or injectables, etc., they all have expiration dates. You know, I used to stock my clinic like an urgent care. And it was so expensive because as these things expired, you had to throw it out and get new ones. Okay, well, after thousands upon thousands of dollars and you don't use it, you know, we ended up saying, look, if there's an emergency, go to the ER. And it killed me to say that, but you couldn't keep stocking. Okay? I mean, you know, you can't keep sterile things around for 10 years. So if you are going to prep for, unfortunately, a bombing, you need to have those kinds of supplies. Now, what I suggest these cities do or these hospitals do are rotating supplies. You know, one thing that was recommended to me was, like, for example, the paramedics, they use things all the time. So 6 months before something expires, do a swap out with the paramedics. Okay? Or something like that. And the system never took off, but it was brilliant that that was done. And I gotta tell you, if you wanna save thousands upon thousands of dollars, that's a way to do it. So then you have your silo of materials, etc. Hopefully nothing ever happens. But if a September 11th does happen, or a Boston Marathon bombing happens, you're completely stocked and you don't have to worry about having gone under to stock because you kept swapping out with local paramedics, etc. And then they would bring things in that then would extend the expiration date to 2 years. Why don't we cities have something like that going on? Oh, it's too much work. You have to hire too many people, too much bureaucrats, too much liability. Not really. All right? If everything is kept in their box, come on. I don't know. It just, things have to be done differently. So don't freak out about this report on hospitals. Like I said, you know, I am so grateful. I don't know where Nevada ended up on this list, but what I do know is the state in which I live, our hospitals are flipping phenomenal, and they've saved tons of lives. And so as far as I'm concerned, you know, we can do no wrong. I am, though, going to look it up. We're on page 73. I just have to look up my state. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Getting ready for the weekend. I know we're really, really excited about the playoffs. In the first hour of the show, I did our picks, okay? Not because they're my favorite teams. My football teams are the Cowboys, the Cardinals. I'm also from L.A., so I have some loyalty to the Raiders, and you all saw that season just kind of poof, it's gone for all of them. But that's okay. They did a good job. Okay. They're still my teams. All right. So I had gone through the NFL injury report to kind of review how I medically and scientifically pick our teams. I'm not going to rehash that, but just to let you know. And I'm not saying these are the teams I am rooting for. All right, but you can't argue with science. The teams that appear to be ready to win, based on their injury report, would be the Patriots and the Seahawks. Even though everybody thinks it's the 49ers and Broncos. And I could understand why you can't mess with science. So we'll see what happens. If I'm wrong, I have to eat crow. If I'm not wrong, you're going to hear about it. And I'm going to definitely rub it in. Okay, because, you know, I'm probably 86% right. Okay, in my house, though, according to my kids and husband, I'm 100% right. That's the correct answer. I'm about 86% right. So, before we go on, a lot of the emails I've been getting have been from people who are starting to be a little frustrated. The health insurance is really, really expensive. And they're not finding any of their choices to be really practical. And they're asking me for help. Where else can they go besides the government website? And, you know, I apologize. The only answer I have is to go through an insurance broker. Unfortunately, when we did the same thing, the insurance broker really didn't have any better rates. And so, you know, although you are hearing, you know, flirtations of, you know, doctors maybe grouping together to provide cheaper rates. The copay you think you have to pay, they'll be able to get together and only take less. I don't know if that's legal, if they're allowed to do that. I hope they are. I think that's cool. I know up until now, you haven't been able to charge anybody less if they have a certain insurance, because otherwise it's you know, unfortunately can be considered insurance fraud. However, if there are ways that groups of doctors can work with insurance companies to allow that and not get in trouble doing so, that may help you guys out. And you know, good for the doctors, because the less copay they take, the less money they take in. Okay, the reason why your copay goes up, like for example, if you have a $50 copay, most likely the doctor is getting zero, and that $50 is covering the whole fee. Okay, I've seen that a lot. And so any doctor who can, and you know, please fill me in how we could legally do this, because we're definitely in crisis mode. Now, it's funny. One of my employees, she's a new employee to us, okay? And the government, the group health insurance is like $900 a month, which is ridiculous. Even if we help her pay for most of it, it still comes in way too high. It's a crappy plan, and so we're not getting it. So she was looking up herself what plan, she's a new employee, she's been with us for about a week, what plans are out there. So she didn't know how to navigate the healthcare website, so I told her how to get on. And it was easy for her to navigate. She did get stuck, there were a couple loops, but overall, I mean, a lot of the kinks, it worked out. I mean, it's not as good as Google or Facebook, and I don't know if it'll ever will be. But nothing to gripe about. Well, while I'm sitting there working, she goes, oh, my gosh, $19 a month. I could get health insurance for $19. And I think she's only 20 years old, roughly around that. I really don't know the age, because I don't really ask people their age. As an employer, you just don't ask their personal stuff. And I go, oh, my gosh. You know, here we are trying to struggle with how to figure out how to, you know, cover everybody with a $900 a month premium that we can't afford, and she's able to find something for $19. So I go, take it. And then she goes, oh, no. I'm like, what? She said, it's a $12,000 deductible. So what does that mean? That means I have to come out of pocket $12,000 before the insurance kicks in? Well, yeah. That's like $1,000 a month. So I guess it wasn't $19 a month. And I go, but, you know, I go, but something's still good with this. I mean, you guys should get insurance $19 a month. Apparently it was like a $70 a month plan, but she qualified for subsidies, and the subsidies brought that down. Now, I think that's great that we are moving towards trying to get everybody insured. But what's unfair is if most of us are going to be uninsured, because we are trying to come up with subsidies to get the young voters insured, right, to make good on Obama's promise. Okay? You know, we can't cherry pick the population on who's going to get covered and who isn't. So when I brought it up, and when I was speaking, that, you know, one of the younger workers was able to find insurance for $19 a month because of the subsidies. And by the way, she was able to find something eventually for $40 a month with a $500 deductible. Now, mind you, she's a healthy girl, thank God, and she's young. And so that's probably why. But $40 a month, that's a steal. Now, nowadays, that is an absolute steal. where a lot of us older folk are sitting there going, oh my gosh, you know, we don't qualify for subsidies. You know, we can't afford $900 a month. Every one of my patients I've talked to that's middle age, they're being quoted $1,000+ a month. This is for a family. And some of them for individual, depending on their medical issues. Now remember, they can't hold pre-existing conditions against you in terms of not covering, but they sure the hell could jack up the rates. So a lot of us are going to find this very, very frustrating where younger people are getting the subsidies, and I don't think she's getting the subsidy just because she's younger. It's probably because of her, you know, last year or two of income or whatever. We just hired her. And so I know pay her more, so she doesn't get the subsidy. Maybe not. You know what I mean? Maybe if whatever she's been making, you know, in the past, I mean, that's something to think about too. You know, are you going to lose your subsidy if you get a raise? That's some scary stuff. I don't know. No, she deserves a raise. We're going to offer her a raise. But, there are ways to get healthcare cheaper. It's just, it looks like you got to be young and you need to qualify for these subsidies. Now, my question is how long are these subsidies going to last? All right. I mean, if somebody qualifies for the $1,000 a month insurance and they qualify subsidies for that, are the subsidies going to take off $800 a month? And then where the hell are we getting the money to give one person $800 a month? Times how many million? We're going to run out of money. Now, we've been talking about this, we've been griping about this, and we've been saying how the Obamacare plan is going to cost more than they claim it's going to cost because these subsidies, how the hell did they know what they were going to have to give in subsidies if we didn't even know what the health insurance was going to cost? But we are subsidizing other people. Now, I don't mind helping people that are less fortunate than me, but I do have a problem if I am in a position where I can't help anymore. I'm only good to other people if I can practice medicine, if I can pay the taxes, and if I can help put the money in to subsidize others. If I go under, I'm not good to anybody. And this is what we're seeing. You know, they're talking about the influx of the eastern states from California people because Californians can't afford the taxes. Well, if nobody's there to pay taxes to the degree that needs to be done, we're going to see what happened in Detroit in many more cities. You know, they fault what happened with Detroit by so many people that could pay taxes leaving the city. So you had less of the wealthier people putting money in. Everything has to be a balance. Everything has to be rounded out. Nothing could be drastic. Now, another thing they're saying about California is the older population is booming. The older population is increasingly rising. Yet, we're not seeing as much younger population growth. Middle age is leaving California. So, that's a whole other subject for a different day. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALLY.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down
in a
little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.